The Miracle Guitar. That's what I'm going to call this one in this episode of The Trick Podcast with Joey. Goes to TV on this beautiful Monday, March 16th. Wow. What a weekend. And I want to tell you about how God redeemed a pretty rough day in some ways, but yet God knew. And I want to tell you the story of the Miracle Guitar. But before I tell you that, make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure that you share this podcast, this episode. I'm trying to grow my audience and impact people. Thank you for listening, though. Thank you for you being out there and for your support, your love. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram at David Trigg. Make sure that you also reach out if you'd like some coaching on anything dealing with finding yourself and becoming the true you, becoming yourself. So let's see. So I was getting ready to go to church on Sunday just yesterday. I've been dealing with a head cold for like a week, cough, and I've been singing a lot. But I think it's more than that. It's just I think this cold that's kind of going around. My ears are still clogged and all that stuff plugged. Anyway, so I was in the car getting everything ready early in the morning, like 6:30 a.m. I'm in the car ready to go, and then I hear God, yes, tell me, go and grab your backup guitar. And I probably should have a backup guitar always, but I just have the one that I leave at church with all my gear, and it's in a safe place. And so I saw it there just the other day, so no big deal. I thought, no. So I was about to leave, but then again, the voice, God said, grab it. So I went back in the house, grabbed my backup guitar, put it in the back seat. I thought, I don't know why I'm bringing this. I'm not going to play it. I don't need it. So then, of course, God knew. I get there, and I can't find my regular guitar. Nowhere to be found. And I can't go looking for it because, you know, there's a bunch of people there for the first service, so I can't look on stage or backstage, or it's not in my office. It's nowhere to be found, and I have a rehearsal. I have a bunch of things to do before I even perform, and I thought, no way. That's why God told me to bring my guitar, my backup. And I thought, but then I still thought, I'm going to find my guitar. I mean, it's got to be somewhere. So I did my thing before the service, and then it was time. And I wasn't panicking because I thought, no, there's no way someone stole it. It's just not possible. And so I kind of let it go, and I went and grabbed my backup guitar from the back of the car. And I grabbed it and took care of it. I mean, plugged it in, and everything, of course, was fine. It worked out. And I kept thinking, isn't this so ironic, I thought, that here I am playing this guitar that I wasn't even... Now, it wasn't that easy because that guitar, of course, I love it and all that stuff, but it's not dialed into the system. I didn't have my effect pedals. I didn't have my... a couple of cables that I needed, just a lot of stuff that was in my other guitar case. So it was pretty stressful because if I hadn't had that backup guitar, I would have led without one, which is no big deal. But that band that I was playing with was a brand new band. They'd never played together again before. So they needed my guitar as rhythm and glue and all. So I think you get the point. It's almost like going to class without your pencil. Like, what do you do? Or going to work without your laptop or something. Just, yes, there's a way around it, but this is your thing that you need to work. Anyway, I played the service. Everything was okay, even though there were a few things. But I get to the end of the whole service, and I'm still trying to be cool. This is about $10,000 worth of gear between my guitar and the stuff. There were two bags, basically, of stuff. Guitar plus the effects pedal and all that stuff inside of it. And I thought, no way. So I was just putting everything away. My friend came over, shout out to my friend Matias, and he's like, hey, man, I'll help you look. I said, let me just calm down because I need to put everything away and just relax because I don't want to panic. And so then I'll look. So I put everything away, and he was next to me. Thank you so much, my dear friend. This is like a Friday the 13th kind of story, by the way, because this was Friday the 13th weekend. And so, long story short, I guess, I found it. You know where it was? Nowhere that I had left it. Someone had grabbed it from where I left it in this one secure place And I'm not sure for what reason that person, and they told me, they moved it to this other place inside a closet that no one knew where the closet even was. It was not like a guitar gear closet. It was this one random closet inside this other room. There's no way I would have found it. There's no way. I'd still be looking for it to this day. I mean, not to this day. But it's only been 24 hours. I'd still be looking for it. Maybe I would have found it eventually because it's in this random closet. And I'm telling you, the person who found it, he told me, oh, yeah, I put it there because of this and that. I later thought, because he was a part of the whole search committee, per se. And he kept thinking, I think I know where it is. And he kept telling me to go to different places, like room A, B, C, everywhere except where he had left the stuff. So I don't know, man. That was a little shady, I must say. I thought, wait a minute. How can you not remember if you just did that? And anyway, and then suddenly, oh, yeah, now I remember. After we had spent an hour looking everywhere. And I'm telling you, I felt pretty, before I found it, I thought, okay, Lord, it's in your hands. I've lost expensive gear before, stolen, have had it stolen, broken things, just random. You know, as a musician, you lose expensive stuff once or twice or three times in your lifetime. Hopefully not more than that. It happens. And so my other friend was saying, are there cameras? Maybe there's some surveillance. And then the one guy kept saying, oh, only HR can look at that. It was just weird, man, I must say. I'm going to say it. It's almost like he was not wanting to tell me where. Maybe not, okay? But I'm just telling you, that's how it felt. Like, he knew where it was, and he didn't want to tell me. Let's just not maybe think that. Let's just hope for the best that he really did forget. Oh, man. So even though that was rough and horrible, and yes, I found it. I have my guitar and all my gear. Thank you, Lord. But you know what I'm really thinking about is the miracle guitar that God told me that morning randomly to bring my backup guitar. And you would think, what's the big deal? I'm sure there are plenty of guitars. It's a big deal because it's your gear. It's like losing your keys to the car. Yeah, you have a backup, but where is it? And you can't find it, and you have to be at work in 20 minutes, and you have an hour commute. Whatever you can imagine, it was so stressful. But God told me, hey, take the backup keys. Hey, go down this street. Don't go down that street. Hey, call this person now. Those moments that we all have when God speaks to us, and you could call it a coincidence or your conscience or whatever, but I knew it was God, and I just rejoice. I thank you, Lord, that you told me to bring that guitar, my backup, and even though it wasn't perfect, it did what it had to do. It worked. It did its part. And as I was driving home after all this last night, I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you that I found my guitar, but most of all, thank you that you spoke to me and you prepared me. And it makes me think of Noah and the flood and how there was this horrible thing that was happening on the earth, God destroying everyone and everything. It's a terrible day, a terrible season, not a day, but 40 days. Of destruction, but God protected Noah in the ark with the animals and his family. And it wasn't until the very end, after 7 days of the raven or the dove going outside of the ark, and it finally didn't return because it had found a place to build a nest, meaning the water had subsided, that they were able to get out and live again. But God gave them hope. God provided the ark. God provided this raven. God provided, eventually, a new place to live. And that's how I felt. I'm not saying this was some flood, but I think we all have those moments in life. Take it to the big picture, maybe take it out 30,000 feet, where it's something way bigger than a guitar or a computer or your keys. It's a life and death situation. It's a health concern. Something with your family member and your marriage that feels impossible, and you feel lost, and you feel desperate and you don't know where to turn, where to go. No one seems to know what to do. The doctors don't know what to do. Your marriage is falling apart. Your kids are not well, and there's no one to help. But God provides a way. He speaks to you in the night. He talks to you in the morning. And you wonder, is this God? And you trust him, and you have faith, and he provides. And it's his voice. And he gets you through that rough season, and you come to the other end, and you think, wow. And yeah, sometimes you wonder, is this Satan? Is this shady? Like, what? Who did this? And you're concerned, and you even want to blame yourself or other people. And you think, what happened? And, you know, there's no answer. There's no easy fix. You may never know why you lost your job or why someone came against you. You may never know why evil happens. But you know that God provides. You know that God was there. You know that you listened, that you had faith, that you trusted him blindly, even when it made no sense. You trusted him. You heard his voice, and he took care of you. And that's, I guess, the thing we have to do these days more and more. There's so much happening in the world and life personally, and there's nowhere to help. There's no one to help but the Lord. Trust him. Listen to his voice. Today, like Psalm 85 says, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, but listen to God. What is he saying to you these days? What is he speaking to you about? Maybe there's something that he's wanting to do, to provide, to guide you, an area of trust and faith. Listen, trust him. Put your faith in the Lord. We sang a song to close yesterday with this second backup guitar called Trust in God, and I could feel the room open up. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I mean, with all that said, I was playing that my backup guitar, still had no idea where my expensive gear was, and I was singing of trusting in God, literally trusting God. With my gear, and the room opened up. It was almost as if God wanted to say to us all, trust in me. Don't worry, trust in God. And so in this Lenten season, where there's so much weirdness happening, Friday the 13th, Satan's out, the father of lies wanting to steal, kill, and destroy your life and your family and your influence, your ministry, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Greater is he that is in you than he who's in the world. Do not give up. Let's keep pushing forward in Jesus' name. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe, share this podcast if you think that someone needs to hear this message. Go to my website for all of my latest podcasts and videos. Thank you guys for being here. I'll see you next time. Adios!